Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time I see my face and hear my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 6 years, y'all, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how to unmask a narcissist. A list of ways on how to unmask a narcissist or get them to show their true selves, you know, to speed up the process. Because a lot of people ask me how to avoid narcissists. And it's almost, y'all, it's nearly impossible to not interact with narcissistic people out here in the real world, out here on dating apps and things of that nature. So the goal is to be able, like I said, you want to try to avoid them, but the goal to be, if you do realize that you're with a narcissist, if you detest it quickly, to get out of it quickly, if you are with a narcissistic person, so you're not wasting time trying to change this person or things like that, you know. So I'm going to give y'all a list of ways to possibly remove the mask. Now, this list is fluid. If you have other ways to unmask a narcissist that I might have missed, I'm only going to list like 4 or 5 ways. If you have other ways, drop them in the comment section. I might can do a part two. But yeah, how to unmask, get them to take it off, get them to show their true character, get them to show their true selves. Because you know, when you first meet a narcissistic person, narcissist, whatever, they are going to put their best foot forward. But very typically, it's not their best foot. It's a false foot. I've said this before, but I feel like they put their peg leg forward. You know, they have on long jeans and they put their best leg forward, and you'll be like, damn, that's a nice leg. And then you hit it and be like, is that wood? Your best leg isn't even real. Your best foot forward isn't even real. Your foot isn't real. You know, so it's like a peg leg. They're putting their best peg leg forward in this instance right here. So when you're dealing with narcissistic people, you want to pull that mask off as soon as you possibly can. Because like I said, the longer it goes on, y'all, typically the harder it is to get out of it. So you want to be able to unmask them pretty quickly. So in the process of trying to unmask them pretty quickly, the first thing that you want to do is learn to use the word no. That's number one right there, y'all. The number one way to unmask a narcissist on this list, not the number one way, is to literally say the word no. If you are a yes person, yes man, yes woman, yes person, you have trouble saying the word no, then you are going to be dealing with this. You see what I'm saying? If you have trouble saying the word no, then they're going to run over top of you. If you want to please everybody, if you want to try to make everybody happy, they're going to run over top of you. I promise you that. I can promise you that. They just are. And I tell that to people consistently, like, look, they're going to run on top of you. They're going to use you. They're going to abuse you. They're going to get rid of you. use you, abuse you, and get rid of you. So saying the word no, y'all, can help unmask a narcissist, because a narcissistic person is, you know, not used to people saying no to them. Or they hate the word no, because no means that I'm not in control. So saying no or rejecting them is like, because saying no is almost equivalent to rejecting them in a lot of different circumstances. But saying no or rejecting them, yeah, will help, will show you who their true character is. Because a lot of them can't take it, y'all. Some of them can, but a lot of them can't take that word no, or that you're not interested, or that you can, like, you just rejecting who they are or what they want to do. That's one way to pull the mask off quicker, y'all. Because like, if you cannot say the word no, You're going to get bundled. I'm just telling you, they're going to bundle you up. They're going to bundle you up like it ain't going like a little baby in a blanket when it's cold outside. They're going to bundle you up, little bundle baby. Like I said, just learn to use the word no. The second way on this list, number two right here, y'all, is I put setting boundaries. It seems so simplistic, but some people have problems setting boundaries because a lot of people don't understand what boundaries are. Boundaries are not control tactics, y'all. Boundaries are not manipulation tactics. Boundaries are what make you feel comfortable and safe. Boundaries are you building a fence around your emotional, physical, and mental health, and you deciding what and who you let in. That's what boundaries are. Boundaries are you deciding what and who you are letting into this space right here. So you have to decide. You see what I'm saying? It's up to you to decide who and what you're willing to let in. So you have to do it. Boundaries. I'm not comfortable with that. Hey, I don't really want to do that. Hey, that makes me uncomfortable. Hey, I don't like that. Saying no is also a boundary. You know, saying no is also a boundary. Did you hear me say that? The word no is also a boundary. You decide what you are comfortable with, y'all. Boundaries are not meant to manipulate the other person or control the other person. Boundaries are what make you comfortable and safe. And narcissistic people, y'all, typically don't like boundaries. So if you set a boundary, narcissistic people will typically try to push back on your boundaries. Very, very, very rarely will you see them trying to respect your boundaries and understand where you're coming from. They typically try to, you know, just rationalize their behaviors and why they should violate your, why they should be entitled to violate your boundaries, as opposed to them trying to be there for you and listen to you and talk to you and things like that, you know? So I just feel like boundaries are one of the main ways that you can knock off the narcissist mask. Just say, yeah, whatever you're comfortable with. And I'll tell you, I'll be realistic with y'all, right? Y'all, it's hard. It's a lot harder to set boundaries later on in a relationship than it is in the beginning. Like the sooner you set boundaries, the easier it is for those boundaries. It's harder to change people. And if they are so used to doing something to you and now you want to set a boundary, typically they're going to get angry, y'all. They should be being realistic right there. So the third way, the number three way, is the baby. You know, this right here is going to be an issue right here. This, because getting a baby really quickly, this is doing a lot. Having a baby or getting married, doing something like that. Having a baby or getting married, getting pregnant by them or getting them pregnant, they will take their mask off a lot of times because now it's harder for you to leave. You see? Now it's harder for you to exit this relationship. Now it's harder for you to feel comfortable and for you to feel safe. Now it's harder for all of this type of stuff to happen. So now they feel like they have you trapped. When they feel like they have you trapped or harder for you to leave, they will do stuff like that, y'all. They will literally do things like they'll take the mask off and show you their true character. You won't recognize them anymore. You know, you literally won't recognize them anymore once you do that type of stuff right there. Once you have a baby or get married with this person, you know, they literally feel comfortable now. They kick their feet up. I've heard so many people tell me these stories about, well, the night of our wedding is when they changed, when the mask came off, because now they feel comfortable enough to do what they want to do. You know, now they feel comfortable enough to be who they actually are, as opposed to putting up this front to get you to stay with them, to get you to love them, to get you to care for them. Now they feel comfortable in their own skin to be bad people towards you, to exhibit their own toxic behaviors, to do what they want to do. Because again, you can't just break up with somebody when you're married. And that's why I was just saying, a lot of narcissists like to move very fast to try to get you married, to try to have a baby, to have a baby with you, to do things like that. They move very fast. We were married and pregnant in 6 weeks. What? And then the mask came off. You see what I'm saying? 6 weeks. Ooh, sweaty. You know, 6 weeks. See, I gotta slow it down. But seriously. But also, if you like I said, that's what slowing down. If you tell them you want to slow down, that's also setting a boundary. I'm not cool. You see how all this is tied in together? I'm not cool with moving this fast. You've rejected them, you set a boundary, and you didn't get pregnant. You see how they all work together? Slowing down or saying we're moving too fast is also a boundary. But a narcissistic person takes it as rejection. You know, literally takes it as rejection. They will. And the last thing, y'all, I'll talk about on this list is going to be criticize them. Narcissistic people typically hate being the butt of jokes. They hate it, y'all. They hate being the butt of jokes. They hate when people make fun of them. They can, the narcissistic people are the epitome of can take it, can dish it, but can't take it. Because you get a lot of narcissists that will joke on you, they talk junk about you, but they themselves can't take criticism. They themselves cannot take criticism. You know, they hate being the butt of jokes when people are pointing at them and laughing at them or something like that. Or you being sarcastic. They can't, you know, a lot of times they perceive. Sorry, camera better died. But a lot of times they perceive your sarcasm as criticism. And I say this all the time right here, y'all. If you're not praising a narcissist, if you're not praising them, you're criticizing them. It can be as simple as that right there. If it's not praise, it's criticism. If you're not praising them, you're criticizing them. And they hate criticism. Narcissistic people cannot, y'all, narcissistic people can very rarely, if ever, take any little bit of criticism, constructive criticism, any type of criticism. If it's not praise, it's criticism. Even if it's constructive criticism that will inevitably help them grow and help them be better, they still take that as pain and hurt. You see what I'm saying? They still take it like that. So you have to empower yourself on this journey. Like I said, to say no, to be able to, of course, y'all use discretion in all of these. Use discretion because some people will get dangerous. Some people will try to hurt you or harm you because they feel rejected. They feel slighted. They feel like you're trying to embarrass them. So please use discretion when you're dealing with narcissistic people. You know, user discretion is advised because a lot of them will absolutely lose their damn minds when it comes to this type of situation. So you have to protect yourself in these situations. Because if you don't, y'all, just buckle up. They will absolutely run over top of you. And y'all, a bonus one that I'll throw in, this is probably part of number three, is getting pregnant. Getting pregnant, getting married. Throw in buying a house or some type of financial commitment, like you co-sign on a car or something with a loan or something along those lines that makes you financially committed to them. Now you're financially committed to them. So it's almost like you're stuck here with me unless you want your credit to get ruined. You know, some people are willing to risk their credit to get ruined to leave, which if it was up to me, my life was in danger, my mental health was in danger, I probably, you know, risk a little credit score. But I know credit scores are super important. Yeah, I've been working on mine for years. If y'all don't know, I'm an active real estate agent in North Carolina. So if y'all looking to buy or sell a house, hey, shoot me an email. We'll talk about, you know, North Carolina real estate and whatnot. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. As I say, if you have some things to add to the list, drop them in the comment section because people will be reading those comments and people can get help from things that I might have missed as well. So be safe. Take care of yourself. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you didn't know, we wrote a kids book called Remember It's Not Your Fault to help kids understand that they are not in control of whatever circumstances they were born into. Talk about boundaries, telling the truth, all of that stuff, y'all. It's available on Amazon right now or the link in my description of every single video or podcast that you listen to. Thank you so much. Remember, it's not your fault. Peace.